anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. If you provide the fire, then now provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, then I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. If you provide the fire, and now provide the sacrifice. If you pour out your spirit, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. And so, Father, we ask for your anointing and we request that you will fill our cups right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence, God, because we understand that when praises go up, blessings come down. And, Lord, we get your attention not by complaining. We get your attention not by murmuring. We don't get your attention by acting foolish, but we get your attention by offering unto you a sacrifice of praise. That no matter where we might find ourselves at, no matter how scared we might be, no matter how much danger it may be around us, Lord, if we have the audacity and we have the mind to call on the name of Jesus, we know without a shadow of a doubt that you will be there for us. There's something about that great name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. At the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. At the name of Jesus, sickness has to become subject and obey. At the name of Jesus, there is power in that great name. And so, God, since we know who you are, and we know you in the power of your resurrection, and we know you in the fellowship of your suffering, we call on your great name this morning, because there's no other name I know, no other name that saves, no other name that delivers, no other name that sets free, no other name that breaks chains, no other name, no God, that looses the shackles and releases the binds, no other name, God, that can turn lives around, no other name, God, that can pick us up, oh God, and lift us up. There's no other name save the name of Jesus that brings about life, that brings about hope, that brings about strength. And it's at the name of Jesus, God, we call on you this morning. We humble ourselves before you. We submit ourselves to your will. God, not our wills, but let thine will be done, O God, on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's our desire, O God, to be used as vessels for your glory and for your honor, Lord. Fill me up, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, until I overflow, God, right now. I want to run over in your goodness. I want to run over in your mercy. I want to run over in your compassion. I want to run over in your love. God, I want to run over in your long-suffering. Lord, I want to run over in your self-control. Lord, I want to run over in you. And if you fill me up, God, I can express your goodness, Lord. If you fill me up, O God, I can expound upon your love. If you fill me up, Lord, I can do your will. Not my will, God, but it's my desire that your will be done in my life, that I may be the vessel, that I may be the conduit, that I may be used for you, your glory and honor, that someone's lives might be changed, that they may see me as a witness or an example of how great you are. There is absolutely no one that compares to you. And so as we go into any day, we can lean on you. We can depend upon you because you're faithful and you're just, not just to forgive us, Lord, but you keep us. You strengthen us. You breathe life into us. God, you make our today much better than our past. And, Lord, with you, we have life. And life that more abundantly. And so, God, as we go into this day, we understand that we are absolutely nothing without you, that we need you, that we, God, we can't move without you, that we can't breathe without you. So we won't take another step. We won't let another opportunity go by before we bring ourselves before your presence and we submit ourselves to your will. We surrender right now, God, the things that you have for me today, Lord. I surrender it to you right now, God, the pathways that you need for me to go today. Lord, I surrender to your will right now. My soul says yes, because when I say yes, oh God, to you, God, you can get the victory out of my life. When I say yes to you, God, you can get the victory out of my challenges. When I say yes to you, God, God, you can get the victory out of my circumstances. When I say yes to you. And so, Lord, my soul says yes. My soul says yes to your will. Yes, I surrender to you. Yes, I shall obey in the mighty name of Jesus. My heart declares that I say yes. My will, my mind says yes. My soul says yes even now. Yes, come what may, God. I understand that victory shall be mine, because anything that is occurring in our lives right now cannot be compared to the glory that you have waiting to reveal in our lives. You know the plans. You know the thoughts that you have towards us. And God, those thoughts are of peace, and not of evil, to give us an expected end. You are mindful of us, and you know the plans that you have stored up for us in our lives. No, Lord, I refuse to let another day go by that I don't get to experience the fullness of your glory in my life. I refuse to lean unto my own understanding and miss you directing my pathways. Lord, I refuse to let you go until you bless me the way that you desire to bless me. I refuse to let another opportunity, let another moment go by without being able to receive the fullness of your glory and the fullness of your plans that you have for my life. And so again, I say yes. Here am I, God, anointing, follow me. Here am I, God, fill my cup until I can't handle anymore. Fill me up, oh God, until I overflow in you, that your will might be done in my life and that you will get the glory out of my life. If you can get the glory out of my life, then, Lord, I can be a witness. I can be a witness to someone else and let them know that you still save. I'm mindful of where you brought me from because you have brought me from a mighty long way. I should have been consumed. I should have been destroyed. I should have been, God, I should be dead, sleeping in my grave. But you had plans for my life, and my foolishness did not outweigh your plan. My, God, chaos and my confusion and my disobedience, God, it did nullify the plan that you had for my life. And so I rise this morning and tell you thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for the very air that I breathe. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for allowing me to be in my right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. And thank you for another opportunity to say yes. I say yes to your will. I say yes to your way. I say yes, oh God, I shall obey. So keep us, Lord, and we shall be kept. Sustain us, oh God, and nothing shall be able to come against us. I declare right now healing in the lives of those that are under the sound of my voice. I declare breakthrough right now, God, in the lives of those that are on this phone right now. I declare peace right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in our lives, I bind confusion. I bind despair. I bind lack or hopelessness. I bind any and everything that's unlike you. And I know that all these things that are occurring in our lives, they have to work together for our good because I've been called according to your excellent purpose and your excellent greatness, and I belong to you. And since I love you and since I belong to you, I have the victory, and my heart declares praise the Lord. So get the glory, God, this day. Be pleased with us, Lord, and shine on us brightly. We need you, Lord, today. Come the more and have your way. And so bless us and keep us and sustain us are our prayers. Order our footsteps, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And as you order my steps, God, I shall delight in your ways. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for another opportunity to say yes. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.